Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, she's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. Frankly, I'm getting a little worried. The turmoil around the globe is scary enough, but the turmoil, the hate, the complete lunacy in D.C. is off the chart. A wall is immoral. A wall is racist. It's inhumane. Speaking English is an insult and also racist. Be careful what hat you wear. It will make you worthy of an attack, either verbal or physical. Isn't that the same logic that the woman deserved rape because of her dress or makeup? The far left justify their actions, their rhetoric, by their hate for the duly constitutionally elected president, which all should hate, in their opinion, and if you don't, you're hated too. China is a threat, but the left and others in Congress will not talk about it. The president is too nice to Russia, they say. They have something on him. I have no proof, but I know that it's true, they say. Venezuela is a mess, in turmoil. And the Dems refuse to accept the newly constitutionally elected president. Boy, howdy, does that sound familiar? In doing so, and nobody's brought this up, in doing so, they are siding with the Russians because the Russians also failed to recognize the newly elected president in Venezuela. Figure that one out. Of course, the mainstream media will not explain that to you. I lived through the time of the civil rights movement. I was just a kid, but I remember watching on TV the riots and the burning and the looting of the cities, particularly Detroit is the one I remember. But I've never seen the like of the hate and the lying and the ignorance that I see today, at least in the civil rights movement. Although I never did understand the burning and the looting of their own, it made no sense. But they had a cause. They had a dream. But today, it seems all they have is hate. Well, that's not simply the case altogether. They are driven by their hate, but their cause is power and a shift from our so-called republic to a complete socialistic state. See Venezuela? That's our future if Kamala Harris, Nancy Pelosi, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez have their way, or all the far-left Dems. They make Uncle Joe Biden look like a conservative. Even the Starbucks guy, Howard Schultz, he believes their ways are too left and will break this nation financially. Of course, then I heard him say, well, he dislikes the taxes for the wealthy because he's one of the wealthy. So they're dismissing him altogether. Well, regardless of what I think of his policies and his leftist ways, he is a successful businessman. And we cannot say that about Alexandria, Kamala, Lizzie Warren, or Nancy Pelosi, or many others in D.C. They are career politicians, making their living off of your tax dollars and the wealthy mega corporations, the Koch brothers, the Chamber of Commerce. But party in Puerto Rico while the federal workers go to work without a paycheck. Frankly, I'm getting a little worried. Who's fighting for and protecting the American citizens? Who's concerned with our safety? Who's concerned with your jobs? Who cares? Not the Dems, and maybe not Congress. But your president cares. Even if you didn't vote for him, he's going to do his best to protect this nation. And Congress, in particular the Dems, are going to do their best to fight him every step of the way. We need billions for the Green New Deal. The world will end in 12 years. No, Alexandria, we need billions for a wall and national security to make sure this nation can survive the next 12 years or even 12 months. She talks like a little girl and she logics like a clueless teenager. And America is buying it? Frankly, I'm a little bit worried. Many are fighting for you, but you have to fight too. There is no one knight in shining armor or one princess knight. Did you know that was a new princess that can get it done for you? We've talked about being the storm. Today we have a little bit of a storm with us. I promised you yesterday, and here he is, Michael Cutler. He's retired senior special agent. We call him the super agent from INS. He was boots on the ground, and now we can benefit from his years of experience and his knowledge of the laws, the immigration laws in particular. Welcome back, Mike, but frankly, I'm a little bit worried. How are you doing today, Mike?
I'm doing well, Beth. Thank you so much for having me. What you say is right, but let's remember how we got here. It's the politicians from both sides of the aisle.
Absolutely.
We're narrow-minded. All that America seems to be able to do is think about what's going to happen in a week or a month or maybe a year, but that's it, while our adversaries are thinking decades and generations into the future.
Mm.
So you have corporations that wanted cheap, exploitable labor, didn't like regulations, so they moved factories to China. There was a hearing yesterday. I don't know if you were aware of it. But it was a hearing on the threats that America faces. They brought in the leaders of the FBI, the CIA, all the intelligence agencies, and they laid out a very disturbing picture. China working in close coordination with Russia, so close that we haven't seen this since the Cold War. The point to the exercise is Chinese domination of the entire world. We have China all over Latin America. We have Hezbollah, a terrorist organization, sponsored by Iran, all over Latin America. There's been hearings about sleeper agents, but corporations wanted the cheap labor. So we import foreign workers. We educate foreign students, including the Chinese. They would be nowhere today, China, had it not been for the greed of American universities and American corporations.
Yes.
Last year, we admitted 132,000 Chinese STEM students into the United States.
Mm.
STEM, of course, science, technology, engineering, and math. They hack our computers every second of every minute of every hour of every day. And guess who trained their programmers? We did.
We did it.
They've built their military. Guess who trained the engineers that have built their military? We did. And where did they get the technology? By getting optional practical training in America, working for companies that got military contracts. Where Chinese espionage is so routine, do you know what the intelligence services have come to call Chinese spying on America?
No.
Chinese takeout. Chinese takeout. Now, who created the nightmare? We did. You know, the communists used to say that the capitalists will sell us the rope with which we will hang them. We've been for decades having a fire sale on rope in Washington. And now the chickens have come home to roost. And when you look at Venezuela, understand that Venezuela, according to the president of Guatemala, helped to fund the caravans. The country that can't provide food, water, or medicine for its own citizens somehow has the money. Well, let's connect the dots. China has been buying petroleum for Venezuela. They just gave them, I believe it was $50 billion. We know that Iran is flying their shock troops, their Quds forces, every week from Tehran directly into Caracas. Iran is flush with money thanks to Mr. Obama. But again, both parties got us into the mess. And now you've got a president standing up to China, standing up for America, and he's considered the problem when I can't point to a single president since either Eisenhower or Kennedy who was not a globalist. And that includes Ronald Reagan.
Yeah, absolutely. And we're headed into a break, but I also wanted to mention, and let's continue this conversation when we come back, that Russia has been helping Venezuela. So when So the Dems are siding with Russia, you know. We're headed into a break. I'm going to hold off on the phone calls until Mike and I discuss just a little bit more. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. The topic today is, well, let's just say it's America, and we will be right back. Our founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy, as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America, and so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural families a voice. Visit powerthefuture.us. Powerthefuture.us is the way to bring America home. Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. When I think of bringing America home, I think of family sitting around the table. As a young girl, it was my job to set the table. Setting the table meant tablecloth, plates, drinking glasses, and the flatware, which had to be placed correctly on the respective sides of the plates. Regardless of the time of year, sitting down at the table is an American thing to do. It's great family. Liberty Tabletop can help you set your table. They are the only flatware manufacturer in the United States of America. Using high-quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel, all that and with competitive prices. When you order, use the promo code BethAnn to receive 10% off of your order. Visit LibertyTabletop.com or give them a call the old-fashioned American way, 844-386-2338. That's 844-386-2338. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive 10% off your purchase. Let's set the table and bring America home. We have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and I'm visiting with Michael Cutler. He's a good friend, and he's on often, but not often enough. We need to fix that, Mike, and that is my fault, not yours. I get busy.
Anytime you want me, I'll be there. You know, before we go further, I just want to read two quick paragraphs that came out of a hearing. I want your audience to hear this.
Yes.
Because you and I are coming up with our opinions, and, you know, who are we after all?
Hey.
No, you know what I'm saying.
I don't.
I'm being sarcastic. But my point is, I want to read something. This was at a congressional hearing that was held on April 17th of last year by the House Counterterrorism and Intelligence Subcommittee on the topic of the state sponsors of terrorism and examination of Iran's global terrorism network. Iran is in deep trouble.
Mm-hmm.
They have holes opening up in the ground because they don't have the money for water. They have a growing population, and our sanctions are having a real impact. And they've been threatening to send us bombs, assassins, and refugees because they understand that you can game the refugee process the way they did in Europe with the ISIS terrorists. The same thing is happening in America.
Mm-hmm.
So let me just read these two, if I may, but this is really important for your audience. And this was a statement that was part of the testimony of a gentleman by the name of Dr. Emmanuel Ottolenghi of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies. And I will tell you that the Democrat witness did not disagree with him. So both sides of the aisle, the witnesses are on the same page, okay? And here's his statement. In recent years, Hezbollah's Latin American networks have also increasingly cooperated with the violent drug cartels and criminal syndicates, often with the assistance of local corrupt political elites. Think about Venezuela, folks.
Mm-hmm.
Cooperation includes laundering of drug money, arranging multi-ton shipments of cocaine to the United States and Europe, and directly distributing and selling illicit substances to distant markets. Proceeds from these activities finance Hezbollah's arms procurement, its terror activities overseas, its hold on Lebanon's political system, and its efforts, both in Lebanon and overseas, to keep Shia's communities loyal to its cause and complicit in its endeavors. Now, here's the part you really need to listen carefully to. This toxic crime-terror nexus is fueling both the rising threat of global jihadism and the collapse of law and order across Latin America that is helping to drive drugs and people northward into the United States. It is sustaining Hezbollah's growing financial needs. It is helping Iran and Hezbollah consolidate a local constituency in multiple countries across Latin America. It is thus facilitating their efforts to build safe havens for terrorists and a continent-wide terror infrastructure that they could use to strike U.S. targets. So when you see the caravans and you realize that Venezuela is helping to pay for the caravan, when the president of Guatemala tells you that he has intel that the money for the caravan in part is coming out of a bankrupt country, Venezuela, and that Guatemala has arrested nearly 100 ISIS operatives and sent them back to the Middle East from Guatemala, understand that Guatemala and all these other countries are under pressure from Hezbollah, ISIS, and there are terror training camps, by the way, in the tri-border region of Brazil, where Brazil abuts with Argentina yes. and Paraguay. How much more of a warning do we need? We have all these hearings. We're warned about the threats, and we do nothing in response. You know, after 9/11, and I testified before, I think we're up to 17 congressional hearings in the House and Senate. I gave testimony to the 9/11 Commission. Everyone was fascinated with connecting the dots. Why didn't they connect the dots? Why didn't we prevent what happened? The dots have been connected. We're setting ourselves up for more attacks and more death and more destruction, in addition to the tens of thousands who die every year because of drug overdoses. And the government estimates that 90% of the narcotics pouring into America come across the southern border. And yet when the president says we need to secure the border, we're told, well, let's buy drones. There's been studies about drones and hearings about them. Drones have been involved with fewer than one-half of 1% of all Border Patrol arrests and cost hundreds of millions of dollars. They don't work in that setting. Helicopters would be better, but here's my analogy. I was on Fox and Friends first a couple of weeks ago. A wall on the border is kind of like a front door on a house with a lock on it. If you look at drones and sensors and all that other stuff, those are burglar alarms. So tell me, Beth Ann, have you ever seen a house with a sophisticated burglar alarm that didn't even have a door on the hinges of the front of the house?
Well, I'm sure Nancy Pelosi doesn't have a door or a wall or a fence. Or, well, you know, I read your article from today, The Dire Urgency from Trump's for Trump's
yes.
Wall. And in the very last paragraph, I circled it and then I wrote it in large red print. American citizens are collateral damage. That's all we are to them. It is such a greed and such a push for socialism. But the greed is they think they're going to be the rich ones, which they already are. Just like the president who's no longer president in Venezuela, the only one who has money in there is he and his family and his upper crust military. But we do know, I'm not a military person. I'm not somebody that knows a lot about that. But I do know you don't get anything done without boots on the ground. And they want to do away with ICE, and we need ICE. And they're acting like these guys are, they act like they're the bad guys, like they're the terrorists, like they shouldn't be there instead of these illegal aliens. It's just crazy.
Look at Governor Cuomo calling ICE agents thugs. And by the way, we really don't have ICE, and it shouldn't even be ICE. ICE was a disaster from day one. I testified before, I think, three or four hearings about how they created it.
Mm-hmm.
Why in the world did we blend customs with immigration? I testified back in 2005 before the House Immigration Subcommittee on the topic of dual missions of immigration. Why in the world did we blend customs and agriculture and all these other irrelevant agencies together when we created DHS? The only conclusion you could come to was because George W. Bush is a globalist who wanted to impede border security and immigration law enforcement. The one that Jeb said that illegal immigration was an act of love. I wrote a piece back then where I said that Jeb was looking for love at all the wrong places. You know, John Hostetler at that hearing, and he's a Republican, he was chairman of the subcommittee back then in 2005, said that because of the way DHS was put together, we wound up with immigration incoherence, that it made it impossible to secure the borders or enforce the immigration laws, therefore making it impossible to protect Americans from terrorists. It's both parties that have done this to us.
Oh, absolutely.
We finally have a president who's pushing back, and both parties will not do anything to help him, even if it gets thousands of Americans killed. And it does every year when you look at the gangs, when you look at the violence, when you look at the narcotics. And we are sending money out of the country. And you know what, folks? The wall will pay for itself.
You know, Plastic Pelosi.
Let me just tell you, I just want to make one point. The wall is like insulation that you put on your house. Insulation pays for itself. It cuts down the fuel oil or the heating costs because you keep the warm air that you spent money heating from escaping. If we could prevent foreign workers from working illegally in America and sending hundreds of billions of dollars out of our economy every year, if we could prevent at least some of this flow of narcotics, we could save so many lives and prevent the flow of hundreds of billions of dollars every year from leaving America. In less than 1 year, the wall, no matter what it costs, will more than pay for itself. In less than 1 year, we're investing money to save money and save lives, and the folks that are opposing it want neither to happen. They'd rather see America go bankrupt and thousands of Americans die, so they could have a global situation, which we cannot defend ourselves once that's done.
Well, they don't care about the American citizens and Nancy Pelosi.
Or America.
Yeah, they don't. And she proved that. I call her Plastic Pelosi. Actually, I call her Negotiate Nancy. But when the angel moms went to visit her, and she refused to see them, that tells you right then and there who she cares about.
It goes against the narrative.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. How dare they? How dare they, an American citizen, go talk to a representative or a senator? How dare they?
Well, I have this habit when I meet members of Congress, I refer to them by their first name. I was with Louis Gohmert. Because, you know, I write for the David Horowitz Freedom Center. I write frequently for frontpagemag.com. I hope after the program you're... listeners will go to Front Page Magazine, frontpagemag.com. I met Louis Gohmert, a wonderful congressman from Texas, and I said to him, you're going to have to forgive me, but I'm of the habit of referring to members of Congress by their first name. And he said, Mike, you're supposed to... Actually, he said, Mr. Cutler. And I said, well, then you've got to call me Mike if I'm going to call you Louis. But he said, but how can you be a representative of American citizens if you put yourself on a pedestal? He said that anybody... Think about Barbara Boxer, who thinks that they're above the citizens they represent is acting unconstitutionally. They are supposed to represent Americans. You can't represent Americans if you think you're somehow above them.
And they do think that, and it goes back several generations in Congress, and they are not the elite. They are the employers, and we are the...
employees.
They are the employers. I'll get it straight. We're headed into a break. I am going to let... We already have a phone call from Neil in Missouri. If you will hang on, Neil, we'll take your call when we come back. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm visiting today with Mike Cutler. We're talking about the crisis in America, the wall, the border, across the globe, and we will be right back. Invest in a good night's sleep for you and your family. Families need to save money and be practical. A good night's sleep is first in helping you and your loved ones build your immune systems and strengthen your brain to be alert during your day. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the 4-pack special. Enter promo code BethAnn. You'll receive 2 MyPillow premium pillows as well as 2 Go Anywhere pillows for half off. Or call 1-800-978-6168. Be sure to use the promo code BethAnn. Your family, your friends, our nation is worth the investment of a good night's sleep. Machine washable, 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. MyPillow made for you. Bring America home with a good night's sleep. MyPillow made in the USA. MyPillow.com, promo code BethAnn. Bring America home with a good night's sleep. MyPillow, made in the USA.
There's nothing wrong with global communication. After all, high tech has made our world seem smaller. But now we hear terms such as global governance. Henry Lamb's book, A Short Course in Global Governance, is a clear education, indeed, regarding the importance of knowing and understanding global governance. Do you believe the UN should have power over the United States or any other nation? With global governance, there is no sovereign United States of America. Read firsthand and learn the true agenda of global governance. America says, private property shall not be taken for public use without just compensation. However, global governance says, private ownership of land contributes to social injustice. Public control of land use is indispensable. Learn more now. A short course in global governance is only $7.50. Visit our online store at csctalkradio.com or send $7.50 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018 for your A Short Course in Global Governance.
When I think of bringing America home, I think of family sitting around the table. As a young girl, it was my job to set the table. Setting the table meant tablecloth, plates, drinking glasses, and the flatware, which had to be placed correctly on the respective sides of the plates. Regardless of the time of year, sitting down at the table is an American thing to do. It's great family. Liberty Tabletop can help you set your table. They are the only flatware manufacturer in the United States of America, using high-quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel, all that and with competitive prices. When you order, use the promo code BethAnn to receive 10% off of your order. Visit LibertyTabletop.com or give them a call the old-fashioned American way, 844-386-2338. That's 844-386-2338. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive 10% off your purchase. Let's set the table and bring America home.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive, but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Cries from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7. Or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20. Or a wristband for $5. With two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Support Cries from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. I'm visiting today with our good friend Michael Cutler. He's a retired senior special agent from the INS, and we're going to go to Neil in Missouri. He wanted to talk about immigration a little bit. Neil, how are you today?
Oh, doing all right, just keeping the fires going.
I'll tell you what, it's cold.
Oh, really? This thing on immigration, people, this started, I saw it happen in this county where I live. From 94 to 97, Tyson Chicken Plant over here in Knoll brought in Mexicans, and they took over the town of Knoll, right?
Yes.
And then they built a whole, well, they'd already built a bunch of low-income housing over there, which is, of course, owned by the rich people and Tysons, and so they moved all these Mexicans in and created all these ghettos over there and took the jobs away from the local people. And now the entire town has been turned over to the Somalis. So now we've got these Muslims that have moved in there. You hardly see anybody over there except them running around on the streets and in the stores and every place else in Knoll, Missouri. And what I've heard, I haven't been able to confirm this, the FBI has already busted two gangs of Muslims. Now, this is in other parts of the state of Missouri for stockpiling arms and, you know, weapons. And I know they've been down here. They've been seen along with the BATF over here in Knoll investigating those guys over there. So if people think this isn't a threat because, you know, to the central United States because, you know, they think they're far enough away from the border, They're kidding themselves.
Well, they're just starving families that want jobs, you know. Come on.
Yeah, right.
Neil, I appreciate that. You know, Mindy Patterson drove through the country in different states, and she saw that same thing that you're what you're describing. And she said it was an eye-opener, and it was scary. I appreciate it, Neil. I'm going to let Mike talk about that. Thank you, Neil, for your call. Mike?
Sure. You know, look, this has all been about cheap labor. And
absolutely.
It's not so cheap in the long run. In fact, I wrote a piece for Front Page magazine, and I said that open borders facilitates America's race to the bottom. This is about lowering wages, working conditions. We're spending more and more money on English as a second language, less money on American children who have learning disabilities. Personal story for me, my youngest son has a form of autism, but because of early intervention, he's become an engineer. He graduated with honors. I don't even want to imagine where we'd be without early intervention. My second oldest son teaches children with learning disabilities, but increasingly finding that the funding for those programs is being taken so that English as a second language can be funded. So this is impacting American children, destroying their futures, and we're destroying the wage structure. If you look at the slaughterhouses, it used to be, and this is 20 years ago, 25 years ago, the people who worked in the slaughterhouses, it's dangerous, filthy, backbreaking work, were making close to $20 an hour. Today, the average wage is $10 per hour. Why? The importation of illegal, cheap labor. But when you talk about how many border states we have, and you're saying that they're not near the border, we're a nation of 50 border states. See, one of the lies we've been told is that there are four border states, you know, California, Arizona, New Mexico, and Texas.
Mm-hmm.
Any state that has an international airport, any state that has access to America's 95,000 miles of coastline, any state that lies along the northern as well as the southern borders are all border states. That's why ICE is so critical. But we've never hired enough ICE agents. We have 6,000 ICE agents. Half of them are doing customs or other work, which means we have 3,000 immigration agents. But amazingly, we have roughly 45,000 people at TSA. And by the way, if you look at Bob Goodlatte, Bob Goodlatte was the chairman of the House Judiciary Committee. He's a Republican. He's also an immigration lawyer. Before Bob went to Congress, he had a very successful multi-state H-1B visa law firm. Guess what he's probably doing now? And his son, because I had a meeting with Bob. He wasn't very happy with me. His son, Bobby Goodlatte, you can look him up, started with Facebook and Zuckerberg. And Goodlatte himself said that his son would love to bring in thousands and thousands of Indian programmers. And I said, what in the world is wrong with Americans? My first wife died tragically of cancer at age 33, 30-odd years ago. She was a brilliant programmer. She had her MBA in computer science. Most of her friends had similar backgrounds. These were brilliant Americans who've lost their jobs and their livelihoods to Indians because immigration lawyers want to make money by displacing Americans. So guess what we've done? We've disincentivized American kids to go to college because even if you go to college, the wages that you would have received have been slashed because people from India will work for a third what an American will work for to do the same job, but not as competently as their American counterparts. Does it get any stupider or worse than that?
Well, we talked.
You hear.
You know, you and I talked about that a few years back whenever they had that bill going out that was going to increase the legal immigration, the visas, by 500%.
Yes, and that was what Ted Cruz wanted.
Yes,
yes. People say, oh, so-and-so is a conservative. Look at where they stand. Don't give me these labels. It's nonsense. Why do you think we're told we can't deport 11 million? And by the way, the number's probably 40 million. Harvard and MIT did studies and said that there are at least 25 million. The numbers are much bigger than you're being told. It's more lies.
Mm-hmm.
And we're being told this because they want people to say, well, if we can't deport them, then the debate becomes, should we give them citizenship or quote-unquote only permission to work? No matter what we give them, it would involve immigration lawyers. The goal is to shepherd all of those millions and probably 30 or 40 million aliens into the waiting rooms of immigration law firms around the United States. It's a business.
Oh, absolutely.
And at the end of the day, this business is going to cost more Americans their lives and their livelihood. And this isn't xenophobia, but
no.
We have only so many jobs. And if you look at artificial intelligence and automation and robots, more and more jobs are going to computers. So why do we keep bringing in more cheap labor? It's to drive down the prices. It's to bring in, they think, more consumers. And meanwhile, the wages are going through the floor. And here's what the Republicans don't get, because I think they're flat-footed. Everyone says, well, the Democrats want to import voters. Folks, that may be true, but that number is a small number. If you push enough Americans into poverty, look at the homeless rate. You're driving Americans to vote for the party that promises you money to help you.
When they rely on government,
the Democrats.
When they rely on government for everything, they're going to vote that way. Yes. We're going to go to the phone line real quick before we head into another break. We have Tim from Iowa. Tim?
Hi, Bill. How's it going?
It's going good. What's on your mind?
Thanks for the call, Tim.
Hi, Mike. Yeah, thanks for the call. Hey, thanks for your service, sir. I'm wondering, I think Trump's going to have to go to emergency powers on this. We're kind of stuck here because he needs the Republican Party apparatus to get elected. But I'm with you on this, buddy. I'm friends with Duncan Hunter, who originally funded the wall way back when, and the wall in San Diego is the prototype for what we need. It just seems unless you get a guy like, you know, Howard Schultz was speaking up the other day. But if we get our kind of Howard Schultz out there, it seems like that's going to be the
Howard
only
Schultz
other alternative.
Amnesty. By the way, so does Newt Gingrich. He was just on Fox calling for giving amnesty to the DACA aliens. These are people who could be as old as age 38, by the way. They're not children.
Right.
It's another
you're
one
exactly
of the
right about that.
Yeah.
They're all going to make a bunch of money off of it. You're exactly right.
They have been.
What do you
think? Emergency powers? I think that's really what we're looking at here.
It may have to come down to it.
I think it will too. Appreciate it, Tim. Thank you.
Thanks,
appreciate
guys.
Your input. We are headed into a break here real shortly, but I wanted to say too, Mike, that they are making money. They've been making money on the war on poverty. They've been making money on the war on drugs, and they're making money on this so-called immigration crisis. They hated the president for two reasons. He was going to attack trade, and he was going to attack immigration. And they work hand in hand, and the D.C. occupiers occupying offices and cutting deals are making money hand and foot. They are filthy rich.
So he works independently, and that scares the devil out of them.
Oh, I know it does. And I think that's why everybody else likes it. All right, we're headed into a break. Mike, when we come back, let's talk about what we can do. I think he's going to have to do this emergency declaration. But let's talk about what the American people can do. We've got to wake up. The caravans, they say they don't happen. They're not real. We see them
Two more on the way.
Yeah. We're going to talk about that when we come back. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and I'm visiting with Mike Cutler, and we will be right back. A good night's sleep is important to your all-over good health. In the past, I've tried numerous pillows only to pitch them out of my bed in the middle of the night. Not the pillow for me. Down, pellets, memory foam just didn't fit me. Then I tried MyPillow, and bingo, where have you been all my life? My neck, shoulders, and upper back relaxed and sleep without pain or spasms came. This is MyPillow because it fits me. MyPillow because it will fit you, your sleep style, your size. MyPillow fits you. But there's more. MyPillow, affordable, made in the USA, a 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. It is all about you. MyPillow.com. Use the promo code BethAnn. Give them a call at 1-800-978-6168. Invest in a good night's sleep for you. Invest in CSE Talk Radio. Invest in an American-made product. MyPillow.com, promo code BethAnn. Bring America home to a good night's sleep. I injured my neck in the late 1980s. My life changed with the pain and the spasms. Other than that, I was perfectly healthy, but pain kept me from resting. One doctor recommended an expensive pillow. It was cylinder-shaped. He told me I'd have to take the stuffing out because I was too small for it. I tried that pillow, and it didn't work. Through the years, I tried other pillows, and they might work for a short time, and I ended up pitching them out of bed. In December, my husband bought a MyPillow for me. I was skeptical for obvious reasons. I'm still using the MyPillow. It's a record recovered, and I'm sleeping better and waking up feeling better. It didn't heal the neck from the injury, but it calmed the spasms. I personally endorse MyPillow. But don't buy it off the rack. Call them at 1-800-978-6168 or visit their website, MyPillow.com. They have a different feel consistency to fit your sleep style, belly, back, or side. MyPillow is a sponsor of CSC Talk Radio, but you have to use the promo code BethAnn. With a 60-day guarantee, there's nothing to lose. MyPillow.com. Promo code BethAnn.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from illegal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
Are you proud to be an American? There should be pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand together and say, buy Made in the USA. CSC Talk Radio is partnering up with Made in America, Made in the USA companies, products that are made with love as well as years of experience. MyPillow, 800-978-6168. McCall's Candles, 800-396-0332. Liberty Tabletop, 844-386-2338. And there's more to come. Whether you contact them via the CSC website or by phone, you have to use the promo code BethAnn. Why buy American? Better quality products. Your money stays in the USA, and you're keeping Americans working. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com and click on the All American Market button. That's CSCTalkRadio.com, All American Market. Always use the promo code BethAnn.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm visiting with Michael Cutler. He is a retired senior special agent from INS. And before we get back into our deep conversation, I'm going to take one last phone call.
Sure.
And this is from Roger in New Mexico. Roger, what's on your mind quickly today?
Real quick, this is very interesting what you guys are talking about. I wonder if he has any information about Nancy Pelosi met with the president of Mexico in May of the 2016 election year. He is known to have received a $100 million bribery. How much of that $100 million went to Nancy Pelosi to say just say no to the border wall?
Well, it's an interesting question. I don't have any answers for that. But, you know, the point you raise is a very important one. It's remarkable that the trial is wrapping up today for an individual by the name of Joaquin El Chapo Guzman. You know, I spent half my 30-year career with the INS working on the war on drugs, so-called, and it cost the life of one of my very close friends, Everett Hatcher, a DEA agent, and other men and women of law enforcement that I've worked with. It's interesting because the trial is in Brooklyn. So you would think, why Brooklyn? Well, New York City is a sanctuary city. It provides shelter for illegal aliens, and among them are criminals and drug dealers, and New York became the hub for the Mexican cartel's northeast operation. Why in the world would you set up shop in the city that has the largest, best equipped, best trained, and most sophisticated police department in the world? The answer is easy, because New York is a sanctuary city. This gang is so responsible for murder, for the movement of huge quantities of narcotics, hundreds of tons of cocaine, heroin, meth, and fentanyl. And by the way, the number one supply of fentanyl is China, our most favorite trade partner. If you look at what we've done globally in the interests of big business, we have literally cut the floor out from under the American citizen. We finally have a president who understands the dangers, and that's why you're seeing the outrage. It's manufactured. We have to stand up for the president. I don't always agree with Donald Trump. I don't like his use of language, but my dad was a construction worker, and he sounds very much like just about every construction worker I knew. not nuanced language. It was black and white and no gray. But we need to stand with the president who puts Americans first, and that's something that Americans should be focused
Amen.
On.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Roger. Thank you, Roger. Appreciate it. You know, Mike, we've talked about what's wrong a lot, and I do every day here. And I have, since the first of the year, I've challenged my listeners to be the storm in America that makes a difference.
Yes.
We don't have to be nasty and ugly about it, but we need to be firm, and we need to be adamant, and we need to be nonstop.
We need to you know what we really need? You know, I know that this goes back a while back with firearms. We're not talking about now the Second Amendment, but the First Amendment, freedom of speech. We need to stand our ground.
Absolutely.
People say to me, aren't you upset that someone's going to accuse you of xenophobia? I laugh at them. I remember I was at a hearing before the Senate Judiciary Committee. The late Arlen Specter intimated that people like me suffered from it. I kid you not. He said exophobia. I thought, my God, he must think I'm afraid of the letter X. And then he changed it and said xenophobia. I don't care what you call me. I will stand my ground. I'm a tough kid from Brooklyn. I had my share of schoolyard fist fights because of the bullies that I learned to stand up against. As Americans, we need to stand our ground. We need to be fact-based in our rebuttals. We need to have the politicians understand that we're not the fools that they had hoped that we are. We need to roll up our sleeves and make the phone calls and have the meetings with our elected representatives on all levels. Push back against sanctuary cities. Push back against the lunacy of globalism. Because if we take down America's borders, we leave ourselves defenseless. Think about Star Trek. We're being told that in this very dangerous era, we're supposed to take down our shields. That cannot possibly end well for any of us. We need to be focused not on what makes us different, but what makes us similar.
Absolutely.
When you hear the pollsters talk about Latino voters and black voters, they're peddling garbage, lies, and bigotry. As Americans, I don't care what your race, religion, or ethnicity is, this is a shared responsibility and shared concerns. We want the military to keep us safe from our enemies, law enforcement to keep us free from the criminals, and the schools to educate our kids. And we want to know that any American willing to work hard, study hard, and benefit from some luck can write the next success story. That can't happen if America's borders are taken down.
You know, this goes way back. It's an old biblical Old Testament story, as the story of Babylon. And the way that they were busted up was with language. And
We need
you know,
a common language.
We
language
need an, and I'm all for, in fact, I'm jealous of people who can speak other languages. I should be learning some. But the language here to assimilate, to get along, is English. And the fact that our leaders are denying that and refusing it and calling you all kinds of names, if you believe that poor Brokaw, he just really took it. I don't really feel a lot sorry for him. He's dealt it out a few times. But it's just getting to be ridiculous. Well, I have always said, just to lift you up with what you just said, that Americans need to stand fast, stand firm, stand steady, and stand together. But I like what you said, stand factual. We have to have the facts. Now, Mike, that was my concern, and we're just about to run out of time. These caravans are very real. Mainstream media are not showing them. So the American people, that's all they have to watch. How do we get the truth to them? Well, through radio is one way. But how do we let them know the dangers?
Well, go to my website. It's michaelcutler.net. Please read my articles at Front Page Magazine, frontpagemag.com. I also have articles up at The Social Contract. It's about understanding the facts. You know, they ask that question, if the tree falls in the forest and there's no one there to hear it, does it make a sound? The better question is, if no one reports on it, does anyone know that the tree fell?
That's good.
What we have to do is make certain that when we disagree with facts, we disagree objectively without anger. We need to keep a cool head, but we need to win the battle for our country, for our children, and for their children. America is the best country in history. It's got its warts. No one's perfect, and no country is perfect. But I'll put America's record up against any other country on the planet, and I'll do it twice a day, if you like. Because our country has always been on the side of justice, unless we cave to the corporations that only care about profits because they know the value of nothing but the price of everything, the Constitution is supposed to protect Americans, not corporations. And it's time that we went back to that fundamental, we the people, and we the people is blind about race, religion, ethnicity,
absolutely,
or gender. It's
absolutely
about being American.
And, you know, we are out of time, and I really appreciate you being here, but I wanted to throw something in when you said about the people, the persons. You know, there was a few years back that the Supreme Court designated that a corporation was a person, and that was devastating. Anyway, I appreciate all that you do. We've got to keep this fight going. I'll have you back on here in a few weeks, I promise, Mike. I'll get a hold of you, and we'll get that scheduled. Thank you so much for your fight. America, you've got to be the storm. We have got to stand together. That's the only way we're going to accomplish anything. It's the only way. If you be the storm, make the phone calls, be informed, be educated. Sometimes the internet's a good thing. It's not always a bad thing. Tune in to CSE Talk Radio. Share it. Let other people know. There's numerous ways to listen. Go to my website, csetalkradio.com. Let's be the storm together and storm America home.
CSE Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSE Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSE Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to Beth at csctalkradio.com.
Needs accessories. So does a website these days. It's not enough to have just one accessory either. CSC Talk Radio is excited to announce we have an app for that. You can now listen to CSC Talk Radio easily on your smartphones, Android or iPhone. We have an app for that. Share this app-portant news with your friends and family. They can now join in the common sense. Calling all patriots. We have an app for that. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Listen to live streaming or the show's podcast designed for Triple L. Listening later leisurely. Accessories are necessary. Join CSC Talk Radio on your phone. We've accessorized. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Working with technology to bring America home. We have an app for that. CSCTalkRadio.com. CSCTalkRadio.com.
CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rule Book is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSC Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power.